We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Shall seven Jericho destroy? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen very carefully. Today's fire must change hands is a serious battleground. But the Bible says, all they that come against you shall flee from before your face. If they come against you in one way, they shall flee in seven ways. This prayer I want you to pray is to make them flee seven ways. But as you begin to pray them, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. As you start these prayers now, that person now used to notice an evil mark appearing and disappearing on your body. Sometimes when you wake up, you find scratches all over your body. All those things will vanish instantly. And as we are praying this prayer, the Lord will do a miracle for somebody here. A miracle that will completely shock your doctors. As we prayed even this first prayer, that swelling that is being suspicious to the doctors, at the time we say, in Jesus' name we pray, those things will have disappeared. As we pray this prayer too, the agenda of cobweb spirit for somebody's lives will vanish instantly. And I have a word for several people here this morning as we pray this prayer. The Lord said, I should tell you that your case will receive attention at this meeting. Now you open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Don't negotiate with the enemy as you pray this prayer. We are not here to negotiate with the enemy. We are here to fight and to win. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Oh God, arise! Is that the loudest you can shout it? And let every strong man assign against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Today is today. I want you to cry to the heavens. That's why Jesus brought you here. Basemponda kaya boshende rabokonde. De ribosoponde kaya boshente labokonda raba. Bandarabosopoa. Ribokapiali katandaka. Manaka ribosopondeke yaboshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening all over this place. Oh yes. Father, we thank you for this morning. We praise the holy name for your mighty power and for your mighty hand and for your mighty strength. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for your mighty grace. Thank you because you are the one who is greater than the greatest and higher than the highest. Thank you because you are the one who will speak and no power can contest against your words. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And so, God of signs and wonders, we are here this particular morning. Lay your hands upon our lives. Help us this morning to war a good warfare. Your word says, fight the battle of faith. Let everyone presented there this day become candidate of uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. The warfare we have to wage this morning will require a small explanation. It is just that small explanation I want to make before we start some very, very dangerous and acidic prayers. So listen to me very carefully. We're speaking on crushing the rage of witchcraft. Crushing the rage of witchcraft. That's why I say we have a battle to fight here this day. Let's look at a scripture in Revelation. Can the enemy rage? Yes, they can rage. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Crushing the rage of witchcraft. Revelation 12, 12. So therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Meaning that the enemy of our soul is a very desperate enemy. And he has changed his gear to number 5 and is on a rage now. Anybody who has some spiritual sensitivity at all will know there is a rage of the enemy going on now. People who can pray before can no longer pray again. Those who have seen visions before don't see no vision anymore. Those who used to be very happy now are very sad. There is a rage going on. And if you will pray like a mad prophet here today, the rage assigned against you will be quenched. I say that again. The rage assigned against you as a matter of necessity shall be quenched. In the name of Jesus. Can the enemy's rage? Of course, in the book of Psalm number 2. Can the enemies rage? Of course they can rage. In Psalm 2, verse 1. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The enemy can rage. But what is God going to do on their rage? The first thing God will do is in verse 4. He that seated in the heavens shall laugh. God will laugh at your enemies this morning. Let your amen be loud and clear. There is a power that has turned mighty men to dwarfs. It's a power that has turned many glory to ashes. There is a power that is known as public enemy number 1. There is a power that has converted promotion to demotion and has converted success to failure. This power is so strong it has converted motion to stagnancy. It has converted royalty to servanthood. It has converted the palace to the prison. It has converted progress to desert. It has converted prophets to parrots. Unfortunately, it has converted eagle to chicken. That power is known as the power of witchcraft. The enemy of our souls run 3 major departments. The first department is what is known as divination. Divination. The divination is the information department of the enemy. The enemy uses another department called sorcery. That is the contact department. But then there is a third department called witchcraft. It is the power department. If you must dismantle an enemy, once the power is dismantled, the enemy stays dismantled. This enemy called witchcraft is so serious that God himself took aggressive action against it. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Right from the word go, God took an aggressive look at it. Because of all things, there is a reason God took this stand on these powers. Have you found Exodus 22:18? If you have found it, say praise God. Now, can you read it loud and clear? What does it say? Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. I did not write the Bible. Three departments: divination, sorcery, witchcraft. But the most devastatingly dangerous is the power department, which is witchcraft, which has destroyed personal and national lives, caused a lot of international disasters. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Some of you must have heard me sharing this before. When I was very, very ignorant, an ignorant Christian, if I knew what I know now, then I would have been able to do something to prevent this. It was a large wedding ceremony, and the wedding had already been completed. Bride and bridegroom, they were dancing out of the church. I could still remember very well, they were singing, "Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice." They got outside the church gate where the photographers and the confetti and flower people were waiting. All of a sudden, the full glare of the camera, the bride took her wedding gown and tore it. Before they could rush at her, she had tore the thing down. She was now almost naked. And right there in the full glare of everyone, she ran mad. So she left from the church wedding to the psychiatric hospital. But those days, none of us knew what to do. We didn't even know what to address. I would have given anything to prevent that thing from happening that day. But ignorance is a disaster. There's plenty of monumental ignorance among Christians now. I want you to understand that we're battling a power that has no mercy. Very many good people are being controlled and manipulated by witchcraft every day. Many are battling with them right now, and they don't know what's happening in their lives. Many nations are having problems now because these powers are troubling the nations. Many people know that these are the powers troubling them because they see them in their dream, they see them in their activities, but they are powerless to act. Unfortunately, the modern day man has been baptized in monumental ignorance. The enemy has now repackaged witchcraft to make it suit the taste of the modern day man. When last did you see an old woman confessing in the street that I'm a witch? That is gone by. The current day witches no longer operate like that. Most of the witches now don't have gray hair, they have black hair. They don't dress in rags, they don't fly in brooms, they dress in three-piece suit, they dress in very good skirt suits, and they have latest perfume, and they talk latest grammar. There are plenty of them in the working places, plenty of them in the living places. They don't look it, but they are part of it. And this witchcraft has infiltrated so many places now. Church, they are there. Schools, they are there. There are plenty of young witches in schools now. The MFM has been invited to do deliverance on many schools because of the witchcraft of the students. Relationships, witchcraft has entered now. Entertainment is there. Television is there. Movies is there. Medicine, it has entered. Government, it has taken control. Business, witchcraft is there. And even by looking at the name, they give a particular place, you know where they are coming from. Judiciary, they are there. All kinds of places now, they have now infiltrated. If we sit down as the church of God, to whom has been given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and we take no action, they are coming to cause trouble for us. Are you here this morning? And you've noticed unexplainable disfavor, constant failure, unexplainable health problems, a particular dream triggers of trouble for you, unexplainable joblessness, untimely death in the family, a vagabond kind of life, building but not living therein, marital distress, chain problems, constant spiritual attacks, mark of hatred, acidic hardship, general frustration, witchcraft magnets. Wherever you are, you always have them coming into your business, coming to your home. Maybe you don't even know what's wrong with you. Maybe the doctors have looked at you, they cannot understand what's going on. Then you need to wage war here this morning. You do have an enemy called witchcraft. They have their own military strategy and they exhibit ruthless hostility and they search for our weaknesses. Regardless of whether you realize it or not, witchcraft has targeted everyone as victims. They know everything about you and they wait and plan for the moment to strike when you are caught off guard. They desperately hope that you will remain ignorant so that you can blame their attack on something else. The Lord has a major problem with witchcraft. The Lord hates witchcraft with perfect hatred. Therefore, God has passed both physical death sentence and spiritual death sentence on all witchcraft powers. Jesus Christ redeemed us Christians from all Satan's powers. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the legal authority of witchcraft was neutralized. We are now to enforce that defeated condition on them. The trouble we are having is that we sometimes provide area of our lives where Satan establishes himself. But by submitting completely to God and exercising your authority in the name of Jesus, you defeat all forms of witchcraft. There are many banks of witchcraft on our streets. You see some of them, they dress haggardly and in a dirty manner in the street to incite your laughter. Once you laugh, you open an avenue for them to attack you. There are plenty of insane looking people under the bridge, no food, no clothes, harsh weather, but it should amaze you that they still remain strong and alive. Witchcraft banks. Thousands of them in the marketplaces. Thousands of them in all the parties and cinema houses. I feel sorry for you if you are here tonight and you still go to night parties to go and dance. You are preparing yourself for gradual wastage. Many of the so-called prophets and prophetesses or holy mothers are demon-possessed. Many of these people that you run to the mountains to pray, they are demon-possessed. Many of these prophets and prophetesses, they prophesy snake and witchcraft spirits. They prophesy for you what they have discussed and planned to execute in their witchcraft meetings. And you say, "Yes, it is true." The Bible they hold is just a camouflage. How can a prophet put incision on somebody's body? How can a prophet be giving black soap for people to go and bathe with? What do they mean by special prayers? All prayers are prayers. There are no special prayers anywhere. And a lot of people suffer visitation from these powers every day. Have you found yourself praying at night, all of a sudden your head swells up as if there is a presence in the room? They have arrived. Have you noticed that sometimes when there is a paralytic attack all over the body, you will try to lift your leg, lift your hand, and it takes time before it wears off? They have come. Have you noticed that sometimes you feel like something is choking you and you don't know what is choking you? They have come. Have you noticed sometimes a cold feeling from your head to your toe and sudden intense shaking of the heart? If you have experienced this, get ready to fight here this morning. Let me share with you this testimony again. Many of you will have heard me sharing it. Three boys were living in a house. And every morning when they woke up, there would be scratches all over their bodies. And it was bothering them. So what kind of thing is this? How can this be happening? They tried all kinds of things. The scratching continues. So they decided to start praying. They prayed the first night from 12 to 1 or so. By the time they woke up, they found that the scratches were there, but they were not as many. Third night they prayed again. This time from 12 to 3. That day there were no scratches on their bodies. What they noticed was there was a dead rat under the bed. Big dead rat. So they took the rat away, put it in a container. And they said, "Well, in the morning we are going to burn it." But in the morning at 7 a.m., there was a knock at the door. It was one old man that lived in that house. And I said, "Baba, good morning. What do you want?" Baba said, "Have you seen a rat?" And the boys asked him, "Are you the rat?" The man did not answer. He just went straight to his bedroom and died. I pray that every spiritual act assigned against your life shall be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. They shall be destroyed, they shall be destroyed, they shall be destroyed. They shall be destroyed, they shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. But then, as people belonging to the black race, the most dangerous and devastating witchcraft that has wasted so many black people is what we call polygamous witchcraft. It has wasted so many talents and sunk so many stars. A lot of people would not have been where they are today if not for polygamous witchcraft. So if you are here today and you have only one person in your lineage who has done polygamy before, know surely that you already have lineage witchcraft. Or if you are like that brother, that the father has only 34 wives, and the man does not even know the names of the children again because they are 84. And out of all the 84 children, only this brother, who is number 57, got to the university level. Because all of them were against each other using polygamous witchcraft. There are over 40 polygamists listed in scripture. But God's original design is one man, one wife. The waters of polygamy is bitter, and it has polluted and darkened many destinies. And it flows down generational line. When we say witchcraft, polygamous witchcraft, we're talking about people having official or unofficial extra wife or husband. We're talking about ancestral polygamy. This geo does not bother if you are into polygamy. You say, I won't come to Palmer St. John's again. If this kind of thing they are going to be saying, yes, you better stop coming. Because you need to understand the wasting power of these things. Polygamy is when a man is practicing strange woman agenda, concubine agenda. Even if you have a monogamous marriage, but you are from a polygamous home, you need to pray. All the accidental pregnancy partners, you just got pregnant and got married. They are looking for trouble. If you are a little girl now, 18, 19, 20, and you already have plenty of boyfriends, you are already an eaglet polygamist. Plenty of girlfriends, you are already an eaglet now. There could be spiritual polygamy. Multiple spirit wives, multiple spirit husbands. All these are the spirits behind it. When you find it difficult to keep one partner, it's the spirit of polygamy. When you have great preference for the company of the opposite sex, it's polygamy. Just like Anikula Ko used to go about with 27 women. When you have the jilters anointing, just jil this, jil that. Polygamous witchcraft will take over. Oh, you come from a royal family, or you are married from a royal family. Oh, you need to pray. The trouble with polygamous witchcraft is that the wives engage in witchcraft to cage their husbands, to divide their loves, and to take the glory of their children. They use the same power to overpower and manipulate other wives and to protect their own children. They seek for the strongest satanic powers for survival. And this has destroyed so many people. It has led to so many unsuccessful children. So many unsuccessful children. Look at the life of David. All those children that he had, we practically don't hear about them anymore, apart from Solomon. I pray that today you will strike out with such a force that all the witchcraft that has been troubling you from your mother's womb up till now, they must not continue as from today. In the name of Jesus. However, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need complete repentance. You need complete restitution. You need warfare prayers. If you are here and you are still practicing any sexual sin, forget deliverance from the powers of witchcraft. You are already finished unless you repent. Unless you just repent. Because 100% possibility is that all the strange women you are sleeping with, they are all witches. All those your multiple girlfriends may be agents dispatched to you from the spiritual realm to finish you off. You need to repent today and strike out with all the force that you have. Because today is a day of serious prayers. Just want to share one testimony with you before we now start praying. Some of you might have heard me sharing this before. I had a friend many years back. my friend failed all available examination. The examination my friend did not fail was the one he did not take. He did this school certificate WAEC exam almost 9 times, and he had F9 parallel all the time. There was a year he didn't take the WAEC exam. WAEC sent him result that he failed. It got that bad. One day, he came to a meeting. I think the topic that day was enough is enough, and that we should pray that the Lord should show us the secret of our lives. When he got home, he started praying. Within 12 and 1, all of a sudden the Lord opened his eyes, and the Lord took him to his father's house. His father was a polygamist. The man had only 6 wives. In that vision, he saw the 6th wife of his father sitting on his books that were arranged on the table. For the first time, he understood why he had been failing. There is somebody here today. The power sitting on your glory that says you will not rise shall be buried now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The witchcraft powers in that place of work that are battling and harassing you. The Lord said I should tell you that it will harass those who are harassing you. It will harass those who are harassing you. In the name of Jesus. So when this brother saw that revelation, he got angry in the spirit. It's that kind of anger I want you to develop now. He got angry in the spirit. He took his Bible, took a vehicle, went to their town. He got there around 12 noon. Oh, all the wives came, including his own mother. Aremu, welcome, Aremu, welcome. He didn't answer anyone. The man put all the wives in a single building, and there was a corridor separating them. 3 wives there, 3 wives there. So he just waited there. His eyes were as red as fire. 12 midnight, he rose up with his Bible and he began to walk up and down the corridor and began to pray. What did Aremu not call down that night? He called fire. He called thunder. He called lightning. He called pepper. He called locust. He called wild wind. It was a terrible night. Nobody came out to go to the toilet. Amen. He did this from 12 to 6 a.m. The message of scripture was clear to him. And right from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. 12 to 6 a.m. At 6 a.m., and I said, I know you can all hear me in your room. Special announcement. I am going back to Lagos now. If I fail any other examination, I shall be back here, and it shall be more terrible. Beloved, do you know that my friend never failed any examination again? Right from the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But you see, in case you are here today and you are not born again, you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, please, sir, don't start praying these prayers until you surrender your life to Jesus. So wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just quickly find your way to the altar here so that you too can be an overcomer here today. Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting for you here. Just a few at the altars, I congratulate you. Could you please close your eyes, bow down your head, and say what I'm going to say now after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children. They've taken this very important decision. I pray, O Lord, that you establish them in this decision and you keep them standing in your power. You lay your hands of fire and power upon their life. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. The counselors will be with you there to talk to you and advise you what to do. The rest of us, let's close our eyes and begin to talk to the Lord. At any sin in my life that will make any witchcraft power to continue to harass my life, I ask that you forgive me today. Make sure you open up to the Lord. Don't hide anything from him who is able to save you. Something must happen today that will change your life forever. That, Father, any sin in my life, I will strengthen my enemies to fight me hard. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Amen. Rise up on your feet, everybody, and take your Bibles and open to 2 Kings chapter 9. Rise up on your feet with your Bible and open to 2 Kings chapter 9. And I want you to see carefully as I read. 2 Kings 9 from verse 30. 2 Kings 9, 30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tied her hair and looked at a window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "At Zimri, priest who slew his master." And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, "Throw her down." Can you say that and let me hear you? So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And he threw her underfoot. That was the end of Jezebel the witch. Those who want to summarily deal with witchcraft powers must do so without compromise. They must be non-relenting and aggressive against it. They must refuse to tolerate it. They must be violently determined. To confront witchcraft, they must be ruthless against them. They must show no mercy. They must show no sympathy. They must deal a death blow on this power. When you do that, heaven will actually applaud you. When you throw them down like Jehu did to Jezebel, Jehu had no mercy. You must cast down this power this morning. You must proclaim a holy war and cast them out. Plenty of prayers to pray. A short time to pray them. My counsel to you is this. Make sure you listen carefully. And immediately you hear the prayers, pray like a mad prophet. Pray the way you've never prayed before. The Lord said, I should tell somebody that today is a day of reference for you. The Lord said, I should tell somebody, you have been going through terrible battles and terrible challenges. The Lord said, I should tell you, you should now get ready for your testimonies. That incurable disease shall scatter like the morning dew now. The first session of prayer is now. The last session is just as we're going to share the grace. Because I want you to go home with that terrifying anointing against any power harassing your life. The Bible says, when the apostles were in the upper room, Jerusalem, great grace was upon them. And great fear too was on them. The people were afraid to move close to them. You become a dangerous weapon in the hands of God. This first seven prayers, pray it very, very quickly. There is no time. Say, my breakthroughs in the custody of witchcraft come out now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Making great progress. Makaponta sandia. Ripia li katende kanda. Yes. Amen. That sister, the power holding your wedding bells from ringing has been buried now. That's right. And I see somebody receiving a new brain, and somebody is receiving a new bladder. I have a message for somebody over there. The Lord said I should tell you this one. And mark these words. Your reproach will soon become your testimony. That's right. Shout this loud and clear. Louder than anyone around you. Every witchcraft gathering, summon to disgrace me. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. That must be scattering here today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Bosente Cantanda. Ribos upon the Kaya Boshente. Yes. Aha, 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 aha. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Look at what is happening. Yes, I told you. I told you. Yes, those eyes, they are regaining focus. They are regaining focus. Listen to these words of prophecy. This word is for some people here, but you can also claim it for yourself. The Lord said, as a result of even those two prayers you've prayed now, you will end this year higher than you began it. Yes, you end this year higher than you began the year. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. Witchcraft embargo of my father's house. Witchcraft embargo of my mother's house. I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus, kill the embargo. I must move forward. I must move forward. I must move forward. Masika tende ke yaboshente raba. Banda kapande ke sendia. Ria bali kasende kayaba. Makaposete yaboshente raba kompola baraba. Aha, 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 aha. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Don't negotiate. Aha, aha, aha. Mosente ke yeboshente. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. To all God arise and show me the human beings that are working with Satan to trouble my life. Oh God arise and show me the human beings that are working with Satan to trouble my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Things are happening here this morning. Continue, continue. They must be exposed. They must be exposed. They must be exposed. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Uh-huh. They must be exposed. Any power drawing my blood. Vomit. Da. Vomit. Da. Vomit. Da. Every power drawing my blood. vomit, die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bakaya boshendera basanda. Masentekeya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Making fantastic progress here this morning. This prayer is for so many people here. You may find it difficult to believe. It may sound unscientific. It may sound uncivilized. Charms are signed against me. Backfire. Can you shout out loud and clear? Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Command the charms to backfire. Yes. Masekaya bo shende rabo konte raba. Deketende keya bo sente. Yes. 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 Masekaya bo shente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, you now need to be specific. You say, every charm working against my career. You have to put in what you want now. Now your marriage, your academics, your business. Put in what you want. Every charm working against my career, backfire in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As a small girl here, you can hear me very well. You are beside your parents. You have a covenant to die this year. Find a way to the altar here. Tell your parents that I am referring to you. Find a way to the altar so that that covenant of death that you have will be cancelled. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. This is not a time to joke with the enemy. This is not the time to just start saying words that doesn't have any meaning. We want to ask the angels of God to go and massacre every witchcraft bird. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Witchcraft bird! Fly against me! In the name of Jesus. Batopa sekatenda kaya boshanda. Ribo sepende kaya boshanta. Makarabo sepende kaya boshanta. Pendekende rabo sepiali kanta. Dekesembele kaya boshanta rabo koyaba. Aha, aha, aha. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Continue, continue. Be released from their cage. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I commit these your children at the altar unto your holy hand. I stand there as a prophet of the Most High God, and I cancel every death covenant in the name of Jesus. You shall not die but live. to declare the works of God. Every power that wants you to die shall die. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I put you in the envelope of fire, where death can no longer swallow your life. Let the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ be written on the heads of these people at the altar. In the name of Jesus. Let there be silence now. Something is happening at that altar. Certain materials have been taken out from the head, from the chest, from the right leg, from the brain. Yes. I cancel that covenant by the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is over there. Check the abnormal swelling on your leg. You find that it has vanished. That's right. And that evil medical report on your prostate has just been canceled. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here that right now your presence is inviting hatred. Very soon, everyone that ought to look for you will be looking for you. Somebody is getting a newer and more profitable job. Somebody is getting a foreign employment. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you have any sickness on your body, even if there is none, just stretch your right hand towards this altar now where I'm standing. Just stretch it towards the altar where I'm standing now. As you are doing that, the Lord said, I should tell you that an anointing will begin to flow into your hand. The anointing for healing, the anointing for deliverance, the anointing for breakthrough, the anointing for uncommon favor, the anointing for an overcoming and dominion prosperity is coming upon your hands now. Now, if you have any sickness on your body, lay that right hand upon the sick carrier. If you have any sickness, just place it on your chest and let there be silence. The arthritis is going away. The cancer is disappearing. Diabetes is vanishing. That's right. The woman here that has been swallowed by witchcraft powers, they are being vomited now. Somebody, you had a very strange slap from your dream. In order to introduce sickness into your life, you are receiving deliverance where you are. The Lord said, I should tell somebody over there that today the evil witchcraft clock that has been regulating your life has been destroyed. Check your body now. Do what you are not able to do before, because the healing power of God has flowed into your body. Check your body now. Immediately you find that the sickness you have had vanished. I beg you, don't allow the devil to put it back. Just find a way to the altar here. You lay your hands on your body now, and you can't find the sickness anymore. Come to the altar here. Don't allow the enemy to put the problem back. Now we are in a very dangerous section at today's meeting. We want to battle polygamous witchcraft. Even if you are not into it now, but it's in your family land, pray like fire and like thunder. Then when we are finished praying about this one, before we now go home, we are now going to pray on anointing to disgrace witchcraft powers. Somebody was plating your ear in the dream, that sister. The person has rearranged your destiny. But something has happened here today. Your destiny is back on course. That's right. There is an Ekiti person here. You have been completely sheared out by witchcraft powers. There are 42 of them, but they are returning everything they have eaten from your body now. Somebody's bone was broken, dislocated by an accident. Well, check that bone now. It is back in position. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Check that boil that you came here with. The boil too had vanished. You will shout these prayers the way you have never shouted any prayer before. This is not a time to be silent or to keep quiet. The power of inherited polygamy. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes. Oh yes. As some powers that have vowed not to let some people go. Look at what is happening to them. One by one, the angel of God is burying them alive. Polygamous witchcraft of my father's house. Polygamous witchcraft of my mother's house. In the name of Jesus. Thou power of God, move, 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 move. Bakate sete leke yabo shenta. Poneke ribose pondeke yabo shanta. Baboko pola boko la boko sete yaba. Mana ribose pondeke yabo shente. Derika sete leke yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen now. As someone here, it took you a long time to walk as a child. Those powers of polygamous witchcraft that prevented you from walking at that time, they have introduced the same slow motion into your destiny. But that thing has been broken today. Say every problem. Polygamous witchcraft into my life. I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Name we pray. Oh yes, this is lovely, wonderful, wonderful. Every battle programmed by polygamous witchcraft into my life, in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Enough is enough. Today is today. There must be no negotiation. No negotiation. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. I have a message for some people here. Listen to this message very, very carefully. Beginning from Monday, the Lord said I should tell some people here that that which has been stolen from you for years shall come rushing back to you. Yes. Amen. And there are some sisters here today. Before this time next year, you will come here with twins and triplets. Yes. I have another word for somebody over there. The powers that have swallowed your business, they have vomited it now. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for this second session of prayers. Begin to thank the Lord for this second session of prayers. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and he doeth wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the testimonies, for the miracles. Make it permanent in their lives in the name of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat unless you have been interviewed for testimonies. Raise your two hands to the heavenlies now and decree with violence. My hands become the weapons of God. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it with only anger. In the name of Jesus, let my hand become his weapons. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now stretch forward your prayer letter and let your amen be dynamic. Father, we raise these prayer letters to you after the order of Ezekiah. You read the letter of Ezekiah and you put all his enemies to shame. As we stretch forth our prayer letter, let our enemies be put to shame. Oh God, that answered my fire. Answer these prayer letters by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. By the next palm of strangers, let everything written in this paper become mighty testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put the prayer letter away now. Now our closing prayers. Anointing to disgrace witchcraft. Let the people here who want that kind of anointing shout a loud hallelujah. Very quickly, within this very short time, pray these very powerful prayers. Anointing to disgrace witchcraft powers. That is the kind of anointing that was on Elijah and it destroyed 850 prophets of the enemy. Can you shout it loud and clear? Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Declare this. Say, those who believe in dark powers will collapse before me. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. They will collapse before me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I will rise up and they will go down. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one too. I will rise up and those who believe in dark powers will go down. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who believe in idol against me shall be ashamed before me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that one too. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, you will mention your own name. Mention the name of your wife. Mention the name of your husband. Mention the name of your children. I'm going to give you time to do this. Aha. Yeah, you will declare like this. Before Daniel Olukoya, witchcraft poison shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray now. Their poison shall backfire. Amen. I have a word of prophecy for some people here. There's someone here, somebody from your family disappeared without a trace. Within the next 10 days, the marine powers that held this person down shall release the person. Somebody said, recently they dismissed you from the place of work, but you shall be recalled before the next power must change. The breakthrough of somebody inside a tree, another person's breakthrough inside the calabash, they've all been released to you now. And people that you don't know will fight your cause. Father, I commit your children unto your holy hands. It is written that they to the hills shall raise up their head. From there comes their help. Their help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You will not suffer their feet to be moved. For if they keep it, they will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. You shall be a victor and never a victim. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. And as this year is running to an end, the enemy will not use you to settle his account. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. For those who believe that this month will be a month of double wonders, shout 21 Jericho destroyed, hallelujah.